You're supposed to hand, what was that hand?
So, that phone call today?
You heard?
What?
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
No, you go ahead, but you go first.
You started, I don't care.
So you interviewed Rhonda?
I sure did.
Yeah. So, and then you started talking, whatever. So I called on purpose because if you've ever done a radio interview on the phone and when somebody calls in and then the call waiting kicks in and you screw the whole interview up, so that's why I kept calling Rhonda during your interview. So Rhonda was like, oh my God, ironically, John Cooper's calling me right now. I'm like, yeah, I'm calling you for a reason, not to talk to you. I'm trying to screw this interview up. Yeah, so that was the, I didn't realize I was going to tell you the story in front of a mic, but it was hilarious.
That's awesome. That's great.
Okay, there's a hockey game.
Emotions riding high on this game. What was the message to your locker room before heading into this match?
To be honest, it had nothing really to do with Colorado. It was what it had to do with our previous two games. And we're going on a tough four-game trip against some of the best teams in the West, and we couldn't go out losing, you know, three in a row out of the break. And so, like I said, it was more entirely about us and not who we were playing tonight. And that's, we needed an effort, and they gave it tonight.
When you put a line against McKinnon's line, and you do a Cirelli from an angle, and they come out with a plus side, what does that tell you about what the effort that they put in?
Well, it was a big night. Like, if you want to have any chance of beating them, shutting them down is, you know, the first box you have to check. And you know, early on in the game, they had a couple looks, but our guys, you know, Bass was there for us, and but I thought that line did a, you know, exceptional job tonight in what they have to do, and then come out on the plus side of it, and, you know, Hanks gets a couple, and that's, you know, that's a win-win. And so, you know, big part of why we won tonight.
Too kind of crazy to think that it's only the first shutout for Vassy this year. How nice is it to see him?
Yeah, it's crazy. Hopefully they come in bunches. But it was great, you know, the crowd was great at the end, cheering for him, and so he's got a bunch of them. But it's, you know, it's weird. Some years you get them, a ton of them, and some years they get broken up late. That's happened to him a couple times this year, so it's great for him to get that first one.
John, it was quite a game for Patty. I mean, he got into McDermott's kitchen after he had looked like inside swipe for Perry, and then he otherwise had several great shifts, including on the fifth goal there.
Yeah, and well-deserved the way he's been playing. You know, some of the guys who don't see the score sheet for a little bit, it gets a little frustrating for them. And, but it was, you know, great just through the lineup, especially, you know, with Paul being kind of a late scratch. Now you're going 11 forwards, and so things are getting kind of juggled around a little bit, and I thought all the guys responded well, including Patty.
Brandon's first goal, it's such a hustle play by both him and Cirelli. What does that do for a bench when that type of hard work is required?
Well, that's what those guys do, and so I think, you know, that's a line that kind of pulls a team into the fight, and for them, you know, especially the way they play, you got to get pucks behind them, and sometimes you're in foot races. But you know, two guys draped on you and make that pass, and then great finish by Hags. That was a heck of a play by them, and a big moment for us, you know, as a team.
Kill the penalty right before that, and you've been playing strong up until that point. Did you feel like that goal was kind of a turning point in the game?
Yeah, I think that's a swing goal for sure, but. You know, like just then I can't remember how quick we followed one up after that, but it you know, like special teams, which kind of was our anchor the night before, now comes through tonight. And you don't want to be spending time in the box, but to kill a power play like theirs and then be able to, you know, compound that with power play goal on our own, that was big for us.
Is Paul any concern beyond tonight for Paul?
Hope not. Hope he's okay.
Hey, 11:30, Family Arena tomorrow.